Shabbat Shalom.
Shabbat Shalom.
Shabbat Shalom, Cantor Dan. Thank you so much. So I don't know if I don't know if you got to have a chance to see this week there was Sondheim's 90th birthday celebration, and there was one song they did not do, but that I couldn't help but bring out for today because it really goes well with one of our Torah portions. We have a double Torah portion today. As I mentioned before, it's Acharemot Kedoshim, and this morning we're going to be focusing in on Acharemot. So there's one song from Into the Woods that goes like this. But it isn't my fault. I was given those beans. You persuaded me to trade away that cow for beans. And then it continues. Wait a minute. See, it's your fault. No. See, it's your, yes, it's your fault. No. Yes, it is. It's not. It's true. And this goes on and on and on. Wait a minute. But I stole the goat to get my cow back from you. So it's your fault. Yes. No, it isn't. And it goes on and on and on. And all the characters are blaming each other. It's a very fun number because it's so relatable, this round of it's your fault. No, it's his fault. No, it's her fault. No, it's anybody else, but not my fault, right? Not my fault. Even though when I'm pointing, I like to bring this up whenever I can because it's from my grandfather. He always said, when you point a finger out, three more are pointing back at you. And I always think about that. I've taught that to my children. I like to bring it up whenever I can because it's so true, both physically and metaphorically. And and so in this, you know, I wonder why it is that we have that impulse to blame. Why are we doing that? There seems to be a kind of trio that's engaged here where it's like anger and then let's say it is actually our fault or could be our fault. So there's a trio that comes up, which is like anger, shame, and vulnerability. And we don't want to be vulnerable. So it's much more easy. It's much easier to point our finger at somebody else. And Judaism actually has a very profound and important teaching all about this subject, which comes up in this week's Torah portion with the episode of the scapegoat. The actual scapegoat, the whole idea of scapegoat is actually from Torah, but it's used in a very different way than we use it in modern times. We think about it in modern times as blaming somebody who is not at fault for all of the sins of somebody else, or taking on all the sins of community. You know, we think about that a lot with the Holocaust. But scapegoat in the Torah, there's a relationship to that, but it's not quite that, and the distinction is really important. Judaism does not look to blame one individual or one group of individuals. It's not like that at all. In fact, you know right from the way that we do Yom Kippur and we do confessional together, which is called Vidui, that actually Judaism makes sure that we are all responsible, that every single one of us is responsible. So in the Vidui in Yom Kippur, you'll be saying a lot of, there's something called the Al Chet section, and it's Al Chet Shechatanu Lefanecha, before the sin that we have done before you by, and then there's a whole litany of sins. And many of them we never did and we never ever would do, including murder, adultery, stealing, all kinds of things that often comes up. I have people ask me, why are we, you know, saying for the sin we have done and pounding our chest about murder when that is just not even in the realm of possibilities in our life? And this is exactly the point, that we are all so connected, right? We're all so connected one to the other, that if one of us does the sin, that is really on all of us as part of humanity. And that in some way that we are connected to it. It's a very, very interesting and profound way to look at things. And so even through just, again, when we do that Ashamnu Vagadnu with Cantor Dan, and we're leading it, ya la 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 la, ya la 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 la, ya la 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 la, Ashamnu, right? We have trespassed, we have betrayed, we have stolen, we have slandered, right? We do it. It's always in the we language, always in the all of us language. And that is very, very important. So if we're thinking about it in those terms, and we look at our Torah portion this week deals with the idea of the scapegoat. The scapegoat is, I'm going to read to you the section. Okay, so it goes like this, and then we'll see it together when I do the Torah portion. Okay. Aaron shall enter into the tabernacle, into the Holy of Holies, and there will be a young bull for a sin offering, and a ram for a burnt offering. And Aaron will wear a holy linen shirt and linen pants, and he will gird himself with a linen sash and wear a linen cap. And these are holy garments. From the community of the children of Israel, he will take, so the whole community gives him these two goats. And one becomes a sin offering and one becomes the burnt offering. And Aaron places lots upon the goats. So he takes lots, and one of them is chosen to go off into the wilderness, and another is chosen to be the sin offering. And then Aaron places his hands on the goat, and the goat is supposed to carry all of the sins of the Israelites with it. When it is offered. And in this way, the Israelites have made expiation for their sins. And it might seem incredibly strange to us now, but it really, actually, if we think about what we do for Rosh Hashanah, when we do Tashlich, we do something kind of similar. We take breadcrumbs, we take pieces of bread, we say to ourselves, for the sin which, or we think about all the things that we've done that we wish we hadn't done, and we throw them into the water as if we're casting off our sins. And so this is actually kind of similar, except it's not individualized. Instead, it is done for the whole congregation together. And so when we look at it that way and doing that, instead of pointing blame and taking it on ourselves, there is the trio is now extended. It goes from anger to shame to vulnerability to it now then morphs into humility, self-compassion, and compassion for others. Because if we're letting go of our sins and saying they're all of our sins, we're in this together. We all had a part in it. And we learn how to be kinder to both others and ourselves. The more that we point, this is the sad thing, the more we point at others and blame others, the more we feel that blame internally too, right? Like it doesn't actually help to shout out, it's your fault, it's your fault. There's something that happens to us spiritually when we do that. And to release that is to think about the opposite, which is total compassion, which is I am capable, you are capable, we are all in this together, and how do we work together to actually make this a better world, rather than you did this wrong, you did this wrong, you did this wrong, right? So it's a beautiful section of the Torah, and we're going to read it now. Shabbat Shalom, everybody. Thank you.